R&B, hip-hop status, true more or less, jazz classical type hits. That's the side effect, yeah, but internationally loan to play the best hits. Independent radio spins, non-politic, filled with all types of advice. Inspiration through the daily crew that bring moves, pumping straight flavor. Nicki Minaj and a Teddy Riley. So grab your champagne and vibe, meet you in the lobby. Side effect support Lupus, radio blast rise. From Monday to Wednesday, Thursday to Friday, 7 p.m., so keep it tuned on the fly day. The side effect way, you're the highway. 30-minute in they cruise Wednesday. That's Jag on the airway still. The side effect way on the highway. Call 323-784-9635. We live in effect with the Zaza Radio.
Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
The side effect show.
Get up, get up, get up.
The side effect show.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
The side effect show.
Get up, get up, get up.
The side effect show.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
The side effect show.
Hey, this is John Witherspoon. Bang, 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 bang. Don't nobody go to the bathroom for the next 35 or 45 minutes. Yeah, boy. You're listening to the Psy Effect Radio Show.
Hello, world. Welcome to another edition of the Psy Effect Radio Show. I am your host. Sigh. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. I do appreciate you. Shout out to all of my family and fans on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Black Planet, MySpace. Don't laugh. Don't laugh. Yeah, I got a MySpace page. I don't remember my password, but I still have a MySpace page. Anyway, shout out to everybody. You know, you guys can listen to the Sigh Effect Radio Show 24/7. Did you know that? 24/7. You want to know how? Well, you can check me out on iTunes and download me. Take me out with you to work out. Sister could lose a couple of more pounds. So take me out with you to work out. Listen to the show. Download it. You can also check out Blog Talk Radio. www.blogtalkradio.com/The Psy Effect Radio Show. And check out all the past interviews and shows from 5 years ago. I'm afraid to listen to some of those shows today. I may go back and try to check out some of the archives, but there's no telling what came out of my mouth. I'm literally scared. But I want to thank you all for supporting the Psy Effect Radio Show. I remember when I had only 2 listeners, my mama and my mama. Now, the Psy Effect Radio Show have over 260,000 plus listeners and growing every day, and I couldn't do this without you guys, and I do appreciate you so much. Thank you for supporting the Psy Effect Radio Show, because there's nothing like sitting up here and not talking to anybody, talking to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't act like I'm the only one that talks to myself. Alright. Tonight's guest is my part 2 conversation with journalist Sharon Carpenter. And if you missed part 1, like I said, you can go back to Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/The Psy Effect Radio Show. I'll also put up the links on the Psy Effect Radio Show fan page on Facebook and Twitter. So if you guys missed Sharon's part 1 interview, you can go back and check it out and then listen to part 2. All right? So don't go anywhere. Keep it locked. I see you trying to get up and get something to drink. Go ahead and get something to drink. But we'll be right back with Sharon Carpenter, part 2, right after this.
Hi, this is Portia Stewart with The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and you're listening to the Psy Effect Radio Show.
Attention all aspiring comedians. Do you think you're funny? Do you have what it takes to be a comedian? Come out to the Green Room Actors Lounge, 25D Bennett Street, Atlanta, Georgia, 30309, and attend the Never Deny Improv class with comedian actor Mr. Rodney Perry. Every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to rodneyperry.com or thegreenroomactorslounge.com. See you there.
I like the fact that when you interview, you shed a totally different light on the person that you're interviewing. Like if we had a preconceived notion about a particular artist or person in the entertainment business and you interview them, it's like, okay, wow, I never knew that. Like I saw an interview about, I think your interview with Damon Dash. And I was like, wow, okay, I never knew he was into art. That's pretty cool. I love your perspective on the interview.
Yeah, that was an interesting interview because he actually wasn't supposed to. We made that into a two-parter, and one was, one we talked about Jay-Z and the whole situation with Rockefeller, and the other one was kind of focused on his gallery and his art. And the reason I was there, and the reason he said, yes, I'll do this interview, well, he's known me throughout the years, but he wanted to talk about his art gallery, and initially he wasn't going to talk about any of this Jay-Z stuff. So that was...
Mm-hmm.
Actually a wonderful get to get him to open up and be about that situation. But we really weren't planning on it because initially he wasn't going to talk about that. But once we were there, he opened up.
There's a couple of news stories out right now that the public has been keeping their eye on. One of them is the Trayvon Martin case.
Mm-hmm.
With you as a journalist and reporting all the years of different tragedies involving minorities,
mm-hmm.
what are your thoughts on the Trayvon Martin case? And in your opinion, do you think that the Martins will indeed get justice?
You know, I think as a journalist, it's probably not even appropriate for me to... I think they will. You know, I hope they will. Let's just say this. I mean, as a journalist, you know, you have to remain unbiased when you're covering stories like this. I mean, Global Grind has been very on top of the Trayvon Martin situation and actually was the site that helped bring mainstream attention to this story. And, you know, I know some of the people who work with Global Grind, and I completely understand this, they, you know, they're not afraid to be biased about certain things.
Right.
But when I cover stories, for the most part, like, I'm not really able to do that, and I have to remain objective. But, I mean, I will say in this case that I really do hope Trayvon Martin didn't have a gun. He was unarmed. He's 17 years old. And from what it seems like, it certainly seems like Zimmerman should not have been following him. The 911 operator told him not to follow him.
Right.
We're going
to
hear more details, of course, now in the trial. But, you know, from the outside looking in, I certainly see what it looks like.
How do you feel when people blame the media for making them look worse than what they are? For instance, I'm sure you heard about the Paula Deen saga.
Yeah.
And Paula said that the press has made her family look like racist. Now, with you being a part of the press, how does that make you feel?
I mean, that doesn't necessarily make me feel a certain way at all.
Okay.
I mean, at the end of the day, you know, there's this Paula Deen's former employee is suing her, and it came out that she has used racial slurs. So, you know, that's what's being reported, and, you know, people make up their own minds about whether they think she's a racist or not. So our job as the media is to put out the facts. This is what my job is, to put out the facts and let other people make up their minds, judging from those facts.
How is the UK differ from the USA when it comes to reporting news?
I would say one of the main differences on news, in America, the news tends to be very kind of fast-paced, glamorous, entertaining. They want to capture viewers, they want to capture eyeballs, they're doing what they can a lot of the time. News, a lot of the time, competes with entertainment for eyeballs. They have to create, or, you know, a lot of these outlets feel that they have to create that same kind of entertainment value that comes with an entertainment show, an entertainment news, to be able to get the audience that they need to get to really survive. In the UK, our news tends to be blander. It tends to be straight to the point, unbiased. I know here in the US, you know, we're seeing more opinionated news. We're not seeing as much of that in the UK. I mean, I've worked with the BBC, which is kind of the one of, well, really one of the top news organisations in the UK and in the world, really. Mm-hmm. And that is a very unbiased news source, and they are all about just putting out the facts and letting people make up their own minds. And, you know, it's not about creating flashy stories, or they're not really celebrity-driven stories. It's news. It's, like, real news. And and I suppose that's the biggest difference. But then at the same time, you know, a lot of people look at it as boring.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas over here, like I said, the news tends to be more entertaining. It can be kind of flashy.
Right.
You know, especially when you know, the news team at 10 and everyone's got, like, these bright white teeth and everyone's looking great. Like, you don't really...
Mm-hmm. Everyone look like models.
Yeah, like, that's not really how the journalists look in the UK. So that's the difference as well.
Tell us something funny, crazy about Sharon Carpenter that many don't know.
Funny or crazy? I don't know if this is funny. I mean, I love hip-hop, as I told you. You know, I grew up on hip-hop. Right now, I'm really into the ratchet hip-hop.
Really?
Kane's birthday song. Like, I love that when that comes on the club. Keith. Sorry, I do. Like, I love that stuff. And I guess it's not the healthiest for us and for our society. But
right.
You know what? That stuff is fun. It's fun to dance to. You know, you don't want necessarily. There's hip hop that makes you think.
Mm-hmm.
It provokes thoughts. And then there's hip hop that is kind of mindless entertainment. And
right.
It's just got a hot beat. And it's got a great hook, and it sounds good, and the guy's flow sounds good. And
I'm,
you know,
so glad I'm not alone.
Yeah, no, it's true. Like, and it's funny because some of the most hardworking people I know, that's what they want to hear because they don't want to think too much. You know, when they're
they're
listening to music, they just want to feel good, right? And they just want to have a good time and have some mindless entertainment.
Right, you know, I'm a hip hop head. That is my era. And my 19-year-old son was like, "Mom, I can't believe you're sitting in the car playing Chief Keef loudly."
That's hilarious. Me too.
I love it. I love ratchet hip hop.
Yeah.
Like, and
if your son is,
I like.
Is
no,
funny?
He's not.
He's
into the deeper hip hop, you know, that saying something like the Kendrick Lamar's, Schoolboy, I forget his name.
Schoolboy Q.
I don't know. Yeah, Schoolboy Q. And some other hip hop artists, but you know, I get in my ratchet mode too, and he's like, "Mom, I cannot believe you're listening to this. Mom, really?"
Oh, you just got to keep a ratchet mood. Every once in a while, we all deserve it.
Exactly. Now, you recently, I want to say congratulations on this year's George British Bash you're going to be hosting. How are you preparing?
Yeah, actually, that's happening tomorrow. So, I have to jump off the phone in a minute because I do have to... Well, I actually have a photo shoot first. And then I have to go and figure out what I'm wearing because the dress I was going to wear was being altered, but it can't be altered. There's something, like, going on with the shoulders or something. So I have to figure out another dress. So how am I preparing? Well, I am playing a lot of British music to get in the mood, you know. I just love being around my fellow Brits, especially Brits who are out here in the U.S. doing their thing. And so, you know, we're going to have some Americans there that love British culture, and we're going to have a whole ton of expats there. And it's going to be a really fun night. Like, it's a fundraiser. This is actually for the charity that I'm an ambassador for, which is called George, which is part of St. George's Society of New York. And we basically give back to needy New Yorkers specifically those of British descent or former Commonwealth descent. So, like, there's a young girl who from the UK who had a brain tumor, and George helped her, you know, come over here for treatment and helped with the financing of that. There's an 84-year-old man who, I think he may be Jamaican, who lost his hearing and couldn't afford his rent anymore. And George stepped in and helped him get a couple of hearing aids. So now he can hear.
Beautiful.
And also subsidized his rent. So now he's fine and living happily. And, you know, so things like that. And, you know, I'd love to be part of an organization that's giving back. And so every year, you know, we do this big bash. And I hosted it last year as well, which was in honor of the Queen's Diamond Jubilee. This year it's like the 60th anniversary of her coronation. And then, of course, the royal baby is going to be born soon. So there's a lot for us to celebrate.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
before we wrap it up, are there any business ventures, anything upcoming that we should be looking out for from you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you guys know I work with Global Grind, so continue. I'm doing a very interesting interview tomorrow. I'm not going to say who it's with, but look out for that.
Okay.
Also, I'm doing more work with VH1 outside of the show. So what I've been doing is these live chats with various different celebrities. So we've been doing some stuff after Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. We have Rashida on there on Monday. After all about what's going on with Kirk and the baby in that situation. Are they together or not? We have Mimi on there like the week before. We're also, you know, doing stuff with artists and various other stars from VH1 shows. And that's live, and that's something the audience can really get involved with and send in their questions and even come on camera and ask, you know, video questions to the star. So that's been going really, really well. I'm also doing some stuff with Centric and their show Culturelift, which is coming back in a new format, hosted by Latoya Luckett. And I am the New York correspondent for that show. So I've been doing some really cool stuff with them. And I have a business venture, which, well, I should be able to tell you more about, like, in the near future, but we're just about to launch that, and I'm really, really excited about that. It's kind of related to what I do, but something very different from what I do.
I can't
wait. So, I think it's about diversifying your portfolio, really.
Absolutely.
And you've got to be diverse. And, you know, a couple more show ideas that we're working on. So quite a lot of stuff going on. So, you know, keep a lookout. And, you know, you guys can follow me, you know, my every move on Twitter, at Sharon Carpenter, and Instagram, at Sharon Carpenter. And my website as well. You know, I post most of my interviews on there. And that's SharonLCarpenter.com. So definitely check that out. And then Global Grind, of course, and Centric.
Now, the Gossip Game. Will that be back the second season?
Awesome. We are waiting to find out. Stay tuned. Yeah, but I think there's a good chance. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to keep an open eye for you, and, you know, I support everything you're doing. You're such a positive person, and I much respect.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
That concludes my conversation with journalist Sharon Carpenter. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Follow Sharon on Facebook, Sharon Carpenter, at Sharon Carpenter. Also follow me on Facebook at I Am Psy. And tune in to the Psy Effect Radio Show 24/7 on iTunes and www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Psy Effect Radio Show. Until next time, continue to spread peace and love. Mwah.